When thinking about Mitt Romney and his Colorado experience so far, I keep coming back to the phrase, what a difference 4 years makes. He was the top dog at the 2008 Colorado caucuses, but this year he finished behind Rick Santorum, and at this weekend's state assemblies, he was overshadowed by both Santorum and Ron Paul supporters. So what's changed here, Jody?
Well, I think you have to first look at the dynamics of the Republican state assembly. The fact that there are so many conservatives who comprise the state assemblies, that has not changed. So when you look at it from that perspective, the candidates who are most conservative naturally would do well, and that was not Mitt Romney. So I think when you look at comparisons between 2008 and 2012, you've got a lot of people supporting the conservative candidate. It was Mitt Romney in 2008 against the more moderate John McCain. And this year, it was not Mitt Romney in this field. It was the other candidates who were really got the banner going for conservatives in Colorado.
Well, let's talk about these other candidates for a moment. Ron Paul has not been in Colorado since right before the February Republican caucus. And Rick Santorum has now suspended his campaign. But yet these two groups, they actually came together in another outward blow to Mitt Romney at the assembly this weekend.
I think it was a lot of strategizing by the Ron Paul and Santorum forces. In fact, Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway, who was the leader of the Santorum campaign and leader of the delegate collection for Santorum here, he had met with the Ron Paul people, I guess a couple weeks ago, and they devised this strategy where they would kind of combine their slates and hope that by doing so they could kind of actually do a lot better than Romney did, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, as we've been hearing for months, it is all about the pledged delegates, and on that aspect, Mitt Romney did do a bit better. The 33 delegates that are going to be sent from Colorado to Tampa in August, 13 are pledged for Romney. Rick Santorum has 6, but Jody, the remainder are these so-called unpledged delegates, which means they can go for any candidate at this point. So how do they factor into the race at this point?
Well, Ryan Call, the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, said he expects a unified delegation and going to Tampa. And right now, I think there's a little bit of a lag time between, Santorum jumping out of the race and people unifying behind Romney. He's got some work to do in the state. As I said, he's not viewed as the most conservative candidate. And this is a race that's going to be won or lost by someone who can rally around the different factions of the Republican Party. So Romney does have his work cut out for him. But I have a feeling that come August, when the delegation goes to Florida for the national convention, they'll probably be united behind Romney.
Well, let's touch briefly on the Democrats. They chose delegates this weekend as well, but with only one candidate, it was a totally different assembly atmosphere.
Absolutely. And the Democrats were clearly united. In fact, every one of the congressional candidates who spoke, and both United States Senators, Mark Udall and Michael Bennett, both stressed the fact that Colorado was a key state. And if they stayed united and if Obama carries Colorado, he'll win the election. And of course, there's coattails that can be had for Democratic candidates on the congressional level. So they're clearly united, and there's less of them who were in Pueblo at their state assembly because they had fewer delegates. But they remained really strong and, as I said, united come November.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.